Good morning, welcome back to Nachyami. Today we're going to be learning together Mizmor Chof Gimel, the 23rd Psalm of Tehillim. And this is one which we should all know very, very, very well. This is something which appears so many times in our lives. It is only six psukim long and is made up of two basic sections. The first section is where the Mishorer, the narrator, describes himself as a lamb, and Hashem is the shepherd who takes care of that lamb. That's from Pasuk Aleph to Dalet. And the last two psukim where the Mishorer shifts the image to being a guest in the house of Hashem. Let's expand those two themes very briefly. It seems to be the opposite of the previous Mizmor, of Mizmor Chof Beis, whereas in the previous one, the Mishorer, the narrator, is talking about Keli, Keli, Lama Azavtani, God, why have you abandoned me? Why do you not listen to me? Why are my enemies gaining on me? In this particular Mizmor, the Mishorer feels certain of Hashem's protection, and not just academically. It's not as if he's sitting in an ivory tower saying, I believe in God. It is an expression of him having fought and seen terrible things, but still feeling very much at ease, very much with security. They say a story about a man who used to go to a shul in Europe, and between Mincha Ma'ariv, there'd be a fellow who'd get up there every day, and he'd start talking about Emunah and Bitachon. And the fellow is sitting at the back of the shul, and every day he says to himself, you know, it's all very nice for this fellow to speak between Mincha Ma'ariv about Emunah and Bitachon, about trust and faithfulness in Hashem. Well, he has a shoe factory, he's got a very good business, thank you, and that's why he can talk to others about how much he trusts in Hashem. But for me, who scrapes a meager living out of delivering water on a daily basis, barely has enough to feed the family, it's not so simple to talk about those things. Well, one day what happened was the factory, the shoe factory, burned down. That mincha, the fellow walks in who was the previous owner of that burned down factory, and he gets up and with the same vigor and the same passion, the same perspective, he carries on talking about Emunah and Bitachon. The fellow, who's the water drawer, comes up to him and says, how was it? How could it be that you know, from one day to the next, I have to apologize. I thought that your sense of trust was only built in the fact that you had a bubble, that you had an insurance, you had a company. What happened? And the man said, you know what? We have to understand in tefillah there's a halacha that you're not allowed to lean on something when you're davening. So what constitutes leaning? Like, how much is leaning? How much is just putting your fingers on that particular surface? And he says the difference is that if you could pull away the table or the shtendel or the chair and you'd still remain standing, that means to say you weren't leaning on it. He says, I wasn't leaning on it. It wasn't as if I was dependent on it. In this mizmor, it's not that the person is academically talking about trust in Hashem. He's seen difficult things. Things have been taken away from underneath him. But he still expresses and experiences a trust in Hashem, even in the gates of Mavis, even in the valley of the shadow of death. That's really in the first section. And the first section is where he describes himself as a lamb. A lamb is a vulnerable, a small creature, which can fall prey to many predators around. He first talks about it as it pastures and is protected by its shepherd, which is Hashem. And then he describes it as it even moves along and how it's guided by the shepherd, even through very dangerous areas. Wherever he goes, he feels there's a sense of protection. But then the image, or the mashal, becomes even more intimate. In the second section, he talks about eating at the table of Hashem. He's no longer simply the sheep of the shepherd. He is the guest of the host. Hashem is the host. And Hashem intimately allows him at his own table, not only protecting him from his enemies, who watch him, but are not able to touch him. But also he feels that shifti beves Hashem, that he's going to stay in the house of Hashem, v'shavti beves Hashem la'arech yamim, that he'll feel protected and he'll feel engaged in the house of Hashem for all his days, which is a request which David HaMelech makes numerous times at various different points in Tehillim. The language is shifted from the first to the second half of this mizmor between what's called nistar and nochach. Nistar means to say, spoken in third person, and nochach is direct second person. So the first half of the mizmor seems to be talking about nistar. Hashem is this entity outside of himself who is outside of the conversation, being described in third person, and it shifts into a more intimate description as we move towards the end of the mizmor, as the imagery shifts. The pasuk in which this happens is Gam ki elech be'geitz al-mavis, in pasuk dalet, even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I won't feel evil. Why? Ki ata imadi, because you, now Hashem, is no longer this entity outside of his life, but it is you, Hashem, who is directly communicating. Are my shiftecha mishantecha, my staff and my mishenes and my stick. What is fascinating over here is just to follow the voice, how it moves from the, we'll call it perhaps the theoretical to the practical, from the nistar to the noachach over here. What events are behind this mizmor? The Gemara in Psachim, Dav Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, tells us that there was an opinion in the Gemara that wanted to suggest saying this mizmor at the Pesach Seder, and the reason being is because it refers to how Hashem took care of the nation of Israel in the desert and not only protected them from enemies, but also fed them food and gave them the manna, which sustained them. Looking at it from that perspective, then in a certain sense, it's not simply the personal description of an individual, although it can be, but it's also the national description of the nation of Israel as they went through the desert and were protected nationally and they were sustained nationally. These two elements which are seen to appear in this mizmor. This mizmor certainly does appear a number of times in the tefillah service. So for instance, most famously, it appears at Shalosh Sudos every week. This is the most famous song sung at Shalosh Sudos. In fact, in some nuschas, they repeat it three times over at Shalosh Sudos. Some nuschas have it in Kiddush. Eidut Mizrach has it in the Kiddush in Shabbos. And some say it on a Friday night as well. Seems to be centered around Shabbos, and that seems to be based on the perspective that this mizmor gives a person a bigger framework of experience, a bigger framework of trust in Hashem, and sometimes it takes a Shabbos to get there. The Shlach HaKadosh points out that Kabbalistically speaking, a person who is on their deathbed, Rachman al-Yisrael, if they have the strength, should say this. And I know people who personally will sing and say this mizmor at times of distress, at very difficult times, to be able to pass through those that traverse that very difficult, perhaps their valleys of the shadow of death as they go through life. One pasuk just to look at in the spotlight very briefly, and that is pasuk Dalet, where it talks about Shiftecha Mishantecha Hemo Yanachamuni, both the Shevet and the Mishenes, which are two types of stick. The stick and the rod, the staff and the rod will comfort me. What is the Shevet? What is the Mishenes? What is the difference between these two types of sticks? So the Malbim points out that the one is a short rod, the Shevet is a short rod, which is used to prod the lamb in the right direction, to sometimes give it a little bit of a zetz, a little bit of a prod, which may be uncomfortable to get it to going the right way. And the Mishenes and the staff is what's used to stave off the predators who may attack the lamb. And what David HaMelech is saying is that I've experienced both. I've experienced those moments in life where I get prodded, and it's uncomfortable, and it hurts, and I lose possession sometimes, and I'm worried, and I'm stressed. And sometimes I realize I'm being protected. But both of those experiences, both the Shevet and the Mishenet, and both the stick and the staff, are comforting to me, because I know that both are done out of loving care, whether it be the correcting or the protecting. And that's a very, very big perspective which is being shared in this. This is a mature perspective. It's not saying that everything feels good, but it's saying that everything is for the good, even when it's sometimes uncomfortable. That's how it works. There was a story that was told about a poetry competition which was held in a small village in England, and all the surrounding countryside submit competitors who go into to recite the poetry the best they possibly can. And what happens is one after one the competitors go to the stage and they recite as articulately and as passionately as they possibly can the different choice of poetry. And there's a fellow who is a graduate of Cambridge. Young man, very lot of potential, clearly got a lot of acting skill in him, gets up to the stage and very passionately says he would like to recite Psalm 23. And he gets up there and he talks about how God is his shepherd, and God will take him through the valley of the shadow of death, and he will not fear. And he says it so eloquently and so powerfully, there's really a standing ovation as he gets down from the stage. And people are applauding and people are laughing. It's wonderful. At the back of the room, there's an elderly man who's sitting there watching this whole business. And as the poetry competition is about to conclude, this old fellow shuffles to the front and he says, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to also submit my poetry. And they said, no problem. So he gets up there and he gets to the podium and he said, I'd like to recite Psalm 23. So he does. And he recites it in a broken voice, without very much production, and not looking up, not acting it out, but said in a very meaningful and very genuine way. And as he finishes, as he concludes, a number of people are wiping away tears as they listen to him, and he shuffles off the stage and he shuffles to the back room. And the judges get together and they conclude and they do a vote and they find out and they submit that the champion is this young man from Cambridge. This very eloquent graduate is the one who's going to be the champion. And that's what happens. He's taken to the stage and he's given the trophy. Everybody's looking at him wonderfully. And as this is all happening, he notices out of the corner of his eye that the elderly man is shuffling out the back of the room. So he stops all the celebrations. He runs to the old man and he says, excuse me, sir, I just wanted to ask you one question. He says, you see, we both recited Psalm 23 on the stage, but when I recited it, people were applauding, people were laughing, and people were clapping. When you recited it, people were crying. What was the difference? And the elderly man smiled and he put his hand on the young man's shoulder and he says, the difference is, is that I know the shepherd. Sometimes we need to think about this, and perhaps the reason this is said so primarily around Shabbos, whether it be a Kiddush on Friday night or Shalosh Shulis, it's at moments in life where we need to gain perspective to appreciate understanding the shepherd. The easy parts of knowing the shepherd and the difficult parts of knowing the shepherd. And that's what Mizmor Chaf Gimel, that's what the 23rd Psalm of Tehillim is all about. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.